Voters in the Sydney seat of Bennelong are the latest to face the prospect of a by-election before Christmas. Their MP, Liberal John Alexander, has resigned from Parliament because he could be a British citizen by descent. As with the impending by-election in Barnaby Joyce's seat of New England, a big swing would be needed for the government to lose the safe electorate in Sydney's Lower North Shore. Reporter Lexi Metherill visited the suburb of Ryde in the heart of Bennelong, a seat once held by John Howard, to gauge the mood of voters.
Jessica Matthews and Jackie Owens have a strong connection to Bennelong voters.
We have 7,000 women in our group, you know, and our event on Thursday night, we've got over 200 women coming.
They run an online mothers group called Ryde District Mums. Most of its members live in the electorate, which is in Sydney's Lower North Shore.
When it came out about the by-election, there was some chatter about it, some links shared from various news articles of the women talking about it. But at the end of the day, the consensus seems to be that it is a bit of a waste of time and money, given there's so many more pressing things that would be a better use of resources and time.
Jackie Owens says it makes no difference to voters if MPs have more than one nationality.
They're the same people that they were before. And, you know, we all came from elsewhere. Australia's full of people who came from elsewhere. So, I feel for them a bit, actually.
The Liberal, John Alexander, managed to increase his margin in Bennelong last election, despite a swing nationally against the government. A relatively high proportion of voters in his seat have Chinese, Korean or Indian heritage. Mr Alexander plans to recontest, and Jessica Matthews doubts he'll be punished for his citizenship problems.
I definitely think it's more of a Liberal area than a Labor area. So I think John will have a good chance to keep his seat. He seems to be well respected in the area.
At a shopping centre in Ryde, voters seem exasperated.
I think it's ridiculous. As far as I'm concerned, he's an Australian. Didn't he represent us for the great tennis tournaments of the world? He's Australian.
We're supposed to be a multicultural country, so it's crazy that being multicultural is the undoing of some of the parliamentarians. So I think it's just a bit crazy, really.
Do you think that voters will punish him for not having his affairs in order before he went to the election last time?
I won't. I don't know about other people.
So your vote hasn't changed from last time?
No, it wouldn't have changed.
The ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, says if the government wants the Bennelong by-election done by Christmas, writs will have to be issued today.
The minimum campaign period is 33 days. If they announce it on Monday, the by-election can be held on the 16th of December.
The ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.